A construction site on the West Side Highway opposite Gansevoort Street in New York City is the latest front in a fight against fracking for natural gas. The site is where Spectra Energy is planning to construct a high-pressured pipeline that would bring natural gas into the city. The pipeline is expected to be built along the Jersey shore, starting in Linden along Staten Island through Bayonne, Jersey City, crossing over the Hudson River to enter Manhattan. All are very densely populated areas. Advocates against fracking and the pipeline held a protest on Wednesday. There were six arrests. One of them was Sandra Caponin.
We went to the site with a group of people, and six of us went into the site, and I was with two other people, and we just did a soft sit-down on the site, and two other people locked themselves to machinery. We were then approached by undercover cops, the three of us who were sitting down, and they kind of, you know, very roughly pushed us around, and I yelled out, and one of the fellows struck me in the mouth and said, "Shut up." And we were separated and just waited while they called in police to arrest us. And we left while the others, I guess, were still locked to the machinery. And also another sixth person was kind of on the site independently, just going and holding up signs in the front, so because people really couldn't see what was going on from the bike pathway.
Then what happened to you?
Well, then we were just taken to the precinct and held until the evening, and then we were sent down to central booking, and we didn't get out until yesterday. Oh, I don't know exactly what time, but I think it was around 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening. And some people weren't let out till after 10. And we were the people I was with were charged with trespassing and reckless endangerment.
And what else do you have planned? Are you going to keep protesting?
We are going to keep protesting. We will have a big march on Sunday, a blast zone parade, where we'll walk around the perimeter of what's been identified of the area that would be affected if there were to be an explosion on the pipeline. And again, Spectra has a very poor track record. They've had hundreds of violations with their pipeline, and have had a big explosion in San Bruno, California, that killed 8 people and injured 57 and left a crater 4 stories deep. And I think they also had a big fire that lasted for a week in Texas. So it is of great concern that this is a real possibility that could happen here in the West Village.
Is there a website that people can go to find out more about this?
Occupy the Pipeline, saneenergy.org, I think Food and Water Watch, United for Action.
How about your own conversion or your own epiphany about this? How did you first hear about it, and what made you think that you wanted to try and stop it?
Well, it was very simple for me. I was trying to remember how I did first hear about it. I know it was after Josh Fox's Gasland came out, and I remember I was actually volunteering on an island that does research on terns, and the scientist said, "Oh, this is an issue you really need to get involved with." And the first thing I learned that really struck me is there are many towns where now the EPA has acknowledged that their water is contaminated from fracking chemicals, and they are coming in with bottled water because the residents can't drink their water, but they still have to bathe in the water that comes out of their tap, and they're getting strange sores all over. And just knowing that is enough for me. If anything threatens to contaminate the water so it's undrinkable, so people can turn on their tap and light their tap on fire, that's a famous scene in Gasland, and that should be alarming to everybody. And also, I know that some people I met have recently taken tours of some of the fracking wells in Pennsylvania and say the water is bubbling up in the groundwater by their homes and the fracking wells. And I don't see how anyone can think that that's a good thing.
And Peter Rue was arrested on Wednesday for criminal trespassing and reckless endangerment, and said the problems with the pipeline construction are being experienced in New Jersey.
And on the Jersey side, which is a site we haven't even approached, but people over there are resisting it. They're building it near all kinds of densely populated areas, including a ball fields, including a chemical storage plant, the Tropicana chemical storage plant. So this corporation that's doing this, Spectra Energy, has had numerous safety violations, $4 million in fines for corrosion in their pipelines, and we've seen pipelines blow up. So it's incredibly reckless of them and dangerous of them to be building this mega pipeline in such a densely populated region as New York City and the surrounding area.
I know that the mayor of Jersey City has been outspoken about this Spectra pipeline and has wanted more information to understand the implications for his densely populated city. And
well, Jersey City has actually filed a petition with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. They did so in May. And one of the things they point out is that the commission, which approved this pipeline, is incredibly biased. Their budget is contingent on the fees that they receive from approving pipelines. The people that are going to be regulating this pipeline, they have about 125 inspectors for about 2 million miles of gas pipeline nationally. So this pipeline is not going to be monitored properly. They're going to outsource this to the corporations that, you know, have a financial incentive of not making sure that their pipelines are safe because they don't have enough inspectors. And the people that gave this thing are dependent on the money they receive from greenlighting it. So lawyers from Jersey City have filed a petition. That's been stalled. There's a lawsuit now going forward against the Hudson River Park Trust, which approved this pipeline, granted them an easement to build on this public land that they're entrusted with maintaining. So there's several legal actions going on against this. And what we're doing with our bodies is not waiting for the courts, but taking a stand right here and now. And we see this as part of a broader movement against fracking and fossil fuel extraction and what they're doing to our planet right now, carelessly continuing to fuel global warming on this finite rock we live on for profit, and regardless of the consequences.
That was Peter Rue, who was arrested on Wednesday for protesting the construction of the Spectra pipeline on the West Side Highway in Manhattan.